shattering moments in the nation's capital. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. Schools were locked down and people were told to stay inside after bullets went flying in Washington, D.C. Police say four people, including a 12-year-old girl, were hurt yesterday by a gunman who fired out of an apartment window.
We will get to the bottom of this. We will find out what the motive is. And right now, we do not have that answer.
Police Chief Robert Conti, the suspect who hasn't been identified, was found dead. Five people were shot overnight, one fatally in Philadelphia.
Two of the victims shot at one location as a fight breaks out on a youth field. A man shot in the head while walking along a street. Another man shot in the neck and back along another street.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Russian troops are making little headway in eastern Ukraine despite relentless attacks.
A Russian commander is now saying that Russia does want to take full control of eastern Ukraine, extending across the southern coast all the way to Moldova, essentially redrawing Russia's border from the Donbass in the east. It's also sparking fears Moldova could be the next to be invaded by Russia.
Fox's Matt Finn, in the southern city of Mariupol, Russian airstrikes have reportedly resumed on a steel plant where civilians and Ukrainian forces are sheltering. On Monday, Russian President Vladimir Putin is expected to meet face-to-face in Moscow with the UN Secretary General. Alarm bells in Beijing after 10 middle school students test positive for COVID-19. Classes are now suspended for a week. China has doubled down on its zero COVID policy despite massive disruptions in Shanghai, where people were cut off from food and water. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
It didn't take long for a group of thieves to ransack a luxury store. A Louis Vuitton boutique in Kenwood, Ohio, was robbed of over $400,000 of merchandise within minutes. That's according to local media. Between 8 and 10 people wearing masks entered the store Wednesday afternoon. They reportedly stole nearly every piece of merchandise on display. Police in Washington, D.C. have put an end to a crime spree that was allegedly carried out by a 13-year-old boy. The unidentified teen is accused of multiple carjackings, thefts, and armed robberies over a three-week period. In one instance, police say the suspect hit a woman repeatedly in the back of the head with a hammer. Alcohol poisoning is being blamed for the death of a little girl in Louisiana.
Police in Baton Rouge say 53-year-old Roxanne Record is facing a first-degree murder charge following the death of 4-year-old China Record, her granddaughter. Investigators say the woman forced the young girl to drink a bottle of whiskey while her 29-year-old daughter watched. Police were called early Thursday morning after reports of an unresponsive child. The girl was pronounced dead at the scene, and an autopsy revealed her blood alcohol content was 0.680, more than 8 times the driving limit for an adult. The mother is also charged with murder. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
A bit of whiplash in Philadelphia, where an indoor mask mandate that was reimposed on Monday has been lifted already. This as another city recommends a return to masks.
Boston's Public Health Commission is urging people to start wearing masks again, pointing to a rise in COVID hospitalizations there, as well as a 65% increase in cases. They're calling it a recommendation, stopping short of an order.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.